Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ron Coomer, Chicago Cubs radio analyst.
Unbelievable.
1999 American League All-Star.
You might expect Wells to mix his pattern up. I mean, Coomer has owned David Wells.
This might work out.
The Coom Dog, every week with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is always a joy and a delight to talk to Ron Coomer. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Coom Dog!
Morning, Coom.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing today?
We are having a great day. It is a happy and wondrous time in our lives, and we are overjoyed to talk to you. A lot of fun last night, a lot of fun seeing a young guy come up, and Adbert Alzolay really was dazzling in his four-inning debut, and certainly one that will have a lot of players and a lot of people very excited for a long time to come.
I thought you were talking about Ozzy.
That too.
Yeah, no, it was great. You know, Alzolay last night, you know, great arm. We've heard about him. He had the injury last year. You know, and he came in and he threw strikes. He's got a, you know, he's dynamic. There's no doubt. He's got a very good fastball, real good sharp slider, and he can throw a changeup for a strike. We saw that. He got a punch out on a changeup, and he's aggressive. I mean, there's a lot to really like about him. And you know, you talk about all the things that the Cubs need, and they're talking about bullpen help and just help on the mound in general, and then all of a sudden you see this kid come up to the big leagues and, you know, just throw bullets. And that was fun to see, that's for sure.
Where's the balance, Ron, between enthusiasm and perspective? Because you can get carried away by looking at him and seeing what he can offer and the boost that he provides a pitching staff in need of one. And yet you do have to remind everybody, as Anthony Rizzo did after the game, stop comparing. Compare him to Pedro Martinez. He's not there yet. He's got a long way to go. But there's a fine line there somewhere because you don't want to ignore it either.
Yeah, no, he's dynamic, but Anthony's exactly right. I had to face Pedro, and I don't know if there's too many Pedros walking the planet right now. I think what will happen is he's got, you know, the right people around him. You know, when you got Joe, who's been around a long time and has seen guys come and go that have been very talented guys, you know, Joe will be able to protect him a little bit. That's for sure. He's going to need that sometimes. And you hear early, he may get a start here coming up in this next flip around the rotation. And or they may go to a six-man rotation. You never know. That very well could happen, too. I know they're debating some of that. But you know what? You have to be excited. When a guy's got an arm like that and can throw – and. You know, David, the one thing that you got to remember, in your first outing, you're so just the adrenaline of playing the game in front of 40,000 people like that, coming into a game like that, to be able to have command when you're like that is pretty amazing to me. So this kid is special. But there's going to be times where, you know, having a real veteran manager like Joe Maddon and having a good game plan that Theo's put together is going to help this kid because, you know, you do. That way you don't get too carried away mm-hmm. with, you know, the Pedro Martinez references, that's for sure.
Ron, what did you make of the Cubs-Sox series? It was certainly interesting to see the Cubs lose the first game and win the game that we, you know, we thought it might be the other way around. They kind of flipped the script a little bit with getting after Lucas Giolito and all the rest.
Yeah, I agree. I really did. I thought they would hit Nova much better, and Giolito made some mistakes, and the guys pounced on him. Sometimes you go into a ball game, and the Cubs had seen that the Cubs lineup had seen Nova for quite some time, right? He pitched in Pittsburgh, and a lot of the guys that have been around here a while have seen him. And I don't know if they took him for granted a little bit, but they didn't seem to have the sharpness by no means in game one of that series that they did in game two. There's something to be said, and I said this on the air, something to be said about facing a guy who's one of the elite in the game, right? And that's Giolito right now. Mm-hmm. And you go to home plate every at bat, and you know you're trying to do some damage early because you don't want to get embarrassed and you know end up punching out three or four times in a ball game. And I thought their approach, I thought their sharp, just the at bats looked crisper, sharper. They were on pitches. Was much better game two of that series than it was against Nova. I thought they missed a lot of pitches. Nova threw a lot of balls in the middle of the plate that should have been hit and weren't. And I thought it cost the Cubs a ball game because it was a good night to hit. They were absolutely locked in against Giolito and did some damage against them, especially Contreras.
Joined by Ron Coomer, and Monday you can join Coom as he hosts Joe Madden live and the Cubs post game. Really, it's a post game. This is big. Stop into Madden's post, Wrigleyville, 10 to midnight after the Braves game. Listen to Ron and Joe break down the game against Atlanta and discuss what's in store for the 2019 Cubs the rest of the season. It's Cubs post game live with Joe Madden on 670 The Score, the radio home of Cubs baseball. Looking forward to that one, Coom.
Have you been out there, Coom? Have you been to Madden's post?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been out there quite a bit. Beautiful place. He's got a great spot.
My God.
Great food. Great wine list, which is no surprise with Joe.
That's going to be a fun show.
They have Tito's there, so I'm good. you know what we're doing? What's really going to be fun, guys, is the time that we have the most fun, Joe and I and Lenny and JD and sometimes Pat, is before we tape the manager's show. It's music, it's politics, it's Pickett, right? And some baseball thrown in there, too. And then, oh, by the way, we got to do this 5-minute manager show. So we'll throw that in, too, here. 3, 2, 1, here's the manager. But the other parts are fun. And that's what Joe and I are going to try to accomplish at his restaurant is have some perspective on baseball and music and have some tunes going. And, you know, I think we got confirmed last night, Anthony Rizzo and David Ross.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty good guest list.
Incredible. Yeah.
We can book our
Johnny
show anytime.
Vincent is going to sing. So I think Johnny's going to be there, too. I'd say I'd strong-arm him into doing that, but if you know Johnny Vincent, I'm not going to be able to do that to him. But he's agreed to come out Monday night. He's one of my old buddies from my neighborhood in Chicago, so we should have some fun Monday night.
That'll be a lot of fun.
You know, Ron, I would never second-guess anything that Joe does. You know that.
Of course you wouldn't.
I was just curious, why in the hell didn't he play Wilson Contreras that first game, given that Wilson Contreras won the second game? I mean, wouldn't that bat have helped? Wouldn't those home runs have helped in game one?
Yeah, there's no doubt. They would definitely help. They home runs help all the time, Mikey. but here's the other thing they're fighting is the issue that happened last year is Contreras caught more games, I believe, than any other catcher in the game last year. And when you look at his numbers, and Lenny Casper brought this up in Joe's office yesterday, Contreras' numbers post day off, and when you look at his performances after getting some time off, you know, and kind of scheduling that in, you know, right now Contreras is going to catch the next 4 days. So last night, or the last two nights, and he's going to catch two more. Mm-hmm. So Where do you draw the line in wanting him in there and then giving him enough time to where you keep the fresh Contreras in? So, you would love to have him in there, but you've got to figure out a time to give him some time off. I think for a young guy, more so than anything else, I think it clears him up mentally, and he doesn't get a little tired mentally, and you get that performance from him.
Ron, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about this after seeing it last night. So we talked about the command and confidence that Alzolay showed on the mound. He also worked very fast. And at one point, Robinson Cano asked for time, and he stepped out of the box, and it looked like it maybe bothered Alzolay a little bit, and the next pitch went right behind, was thrown behind Cano. How did you interpret that? Because the way I was watching, and I was watching on TV, and I was like, okay, was that what I just think it was? Because that's a young pitcher with a Hall of Fame player being unafraid to do what he did.
Yeah, I saw the same thing you did, David. I was like, okay, what do we got here? That was, now speaking of Pedro, that was Pedro-ish right there.
Right.
Pedro, I mean, we got into a fight with Pedro in Minnesota, and I charged the mound from the on-deck circle because he hit Matt Lawton for, you know, just wanting to get into the box, and yeah.
Get a piece of him?
No, I got a piece of Mo Vaughn. Him, Mo, and I were wrestling around. They're two big bodies. He was protecting his little pitcher. yeah.
Wow, that would be a real, that would be a cage match, you and Mo Vaughn.
Yeah, it would have been, it would have been better if I had to get a hold of Pedro. But, yeah, Big Mo wasn't going to let that happen. Him and I were battling it out. That was pretty funny.
But how unusual is that for a guy in his major league debut to be doing that?
David, very. You know, I saw the same thing you did. There's no other way to describe it. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it,
that's
to be
confidence.
Quite honest. I don't know this kid, and we don't know what he's like. I haven't seen him pitch in AAA, obviously, because we've been here. But he did what he did. I just don't know what to make of it, and we'll see. That one was the big question mark to me, and we'll see what happens from here on out.
I'm not telling you how to program your show, but 10 to midnight on Monday night, that'd be a good topic for Joe.
I got to believe we're gonna address some of those. We're not going to wait till Monday night. We're going to find out today, brother.
You're right. I think you're right, Rod.
Oh, Rod, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
See you, boys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Coom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.